So can a Karmakandi Brahmin continue his official duty after becoming a devotee? Or can a devotee do Karmakandi for his livelihood?
Yes.
The as I talked about how the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented bhakti wisdom in terms of rasa tradition. Similarly, we have Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he wrote Hari Bhakti Vilas, where he presented the transcendental principles of bhakti through the medium of the karmakanda rituals that were there. So, yes, how many of the karmakanda rituals can be spiritualized? That is what our acharyas have explained. And so, everybody, when we are living in the material world, we have to go through certain ceremonies. We have, if we take a new house, there is vastan. If we get married, there is vivaha. If we have a child, we name that child, there is namakaran. These are all various samskaras that we have to go through. And these samskaras, if we can perform them in a devotional way, then that ensures that we are preserving the culture, continuing the culture, at the same time we are spiritualizing the culture. That is something the devotees can definitely do, and there are some devotees who are doing that, and more devotees can take it up. And actually, if the devotees become priests like that, there is a lot of advantage. Because not only does the existing culture be spiritualized, but people do appreciate, because when devotees perform any rituals, they also explain what is going on. And people like that. Most of the times, the paid priests who come into the rituals, they just take the money and go away. Nobody understands what is happening, why it is being done. So in that way, we can not only spiritualize the rituals for us, but we can also elevate people's consciousness. So that is with respect to the standard samskara that I talked about in that tradition. Now, about other karmakandi rituals, that is, as a body, ISKCON is still evolving and there is no direct policy. For example, there is the Satyanarayana Puja. So now, this is talked about in the Skanda Purana, but it is an entirely karmakandi ritual. So, can devotees do that? It is not necessary for devotees to do that. But it's a puja of Vishnu, of Narayana, Satyasya Narayana. At that absolute truth Narayana, he is being invoked. So as of now, the devotee priests, most of them don't do Satyanarayana. So, but if somebody is going to choose that as a profession, then one will have to decide that based on consulting one's own spiritual guides and based on one's specific situation. So the principle is that according to the culture that we are in, we try to bring spirituality as much as possible. So, doing the standard samskara which I mentioned and doing the spiritual way, that is excellent. But other rituals, it's best to take guidance and then make a decision based on a case-to-case basis.